Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth, the catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Klein. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Klein. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Kraus. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. McManus reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. McManus moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Krause, and towards McNair, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krause strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krause fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Gordon McNaughton now pitching. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krause takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Miller steals second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf pinch hits for Gordon McNaughton. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Gallagher now pitching. Marv Olson now playing second base. Urbane Pickering now catching. Marty McManus now playing third base. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Pickering settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. McNair strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andy Spinardi pinch hits for Marty McManus. Andy Spinardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spinardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Spinardi now playing third base. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Krause bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spinardi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to third. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spinardi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 12-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 15-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spinardi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.